Making immigration easy and accessible, that's what it's all about at the NPZ Law Group, specializing in US and Canadian immigration. And NPZ's managing attorney, Lutka Zimovcek, is here with me. Hello, Lutka.
Hi, Vijaya. How are you doing?
Very good and great to have you on, as always. And in the earlier section, we're just talking to Samantha about VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act, and the implications that it holds and who would really qualify for it. So we have a question from a listener again asking that if they are an H-4 visa holder and a victim of domestic abuse, then what are their options and do they have any?
Yes, so it's really interesting topic. Actually, I just had potential client with the same question. And interestingly, they were thinking they are eligible for VAWA. So there's a lot of confusion, I think, because, you know, it's all for victims of domestic violence. And, you know, VAWA here, as Samantha explained, that's for a green card. And it's just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Here we have the H-4. So it's someone with the non-immigrant status that is depending on the H-1B. So there cannot be independent H-4. There has to be a spouse that has.
So their existence is derived from the H-1.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. So it would be, you know, they always would follow the H-1B holder, and typically they don't have the work permit, and that's the issue. There are some, obviously, circumstances where they would have the work permit already, and that is only if the H-1B visa holder started the green card process and they have I-140 petition approved. Mm-hmm. But, you know, generally speaking, H-4 does not provide EAD. So when you have a victim of domestic violence by the H-1B non-immigrant spouse, it's a very difficult situation because the H-4 spouse does not have any income.
Yes.
And it's very difficult to separate and even file for divorce. These are typical issues, and even battling for custody. Mm-hmm. So obviously there is always an option to change status to a different non-immigrant visa. But in my opinion, that's typically not a viable option because, again, we have the issue that, you know, the person needs income, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So changing status to student status or visitor status, it's not too helpful. It's possible. It would be good, but typically not an option. So there is a special EAD. So it's employment authorization card for these victims of domestic violence. So it's great. They can apply for EAD that once approved, it would be valid for 2 years. So what are the eligibility requirements? So of course, they have to be admitted in H status, H-4, coming to the United States. They have to be married, or they had to be married to the H-1B visa holder.
Yeah.
So they don't have to be married now. But if, for example, the H-1B visa holder passed away, it has to be filed within 2 years. If they got divorced, it has to be filed within 2 years. Uh-huh. That's really important. Of course, you know, if the situation is bad, they may not even have documents such as marriage certificate or any other documents proving the H-1B status of the spouse. If they're not on good terms, they're not going to have those documents. Mm-hmm. So affidavits usually would be the way to go, explaining, providing details so the immigration can verify the H-1B status, because that's the key. The spouse will only get the EAD if the H-1B non-immigrant maintains the H-1B, which, again, they may not be living together. Yeah. It's a bad situation. They may not have that information. The key here is same as VAWA. It's important to show credible evidence of abuse. Mm-hmm. So police reports, any hospital records, court documents. But again, if not available, at least affidavits.
Uh-huh.
You know, but what I want to highlight here is this is not a path to a green card. Mm-hmm. This is just very temporary solution to provide work permit to the spouse so, you know, he or she can have independent income and, you know, complete divorce if that's the way to go, custody, and again, either change status to something else or have ability to move back. But it's definitely helpful, could be renewed if they are still eligible,
right,
you know, for the application, but it's a temporary solution, mm-hmm, with that EAD. But at least, you know, we have,
yes,
it.
It's something to move forward, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's better than nothing, definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, if the H4 spouse remarries, then, you know, the EAD application would be denied, of course.
Well, thank you, Lutka, again, a very, crucial topic that is not very much in the news or out there for folks. So,
correct.
Yeah, so thank you for bringing it to us. And of course, folks, if you are a victim of domestic violence, you need not stay in that situation. NP